This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The Senate Farm Bill could still contain year-round E15. We'll have more right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
The Environmental Protection Agency yesterday announced that it is lifting the summertime restrictions on E15 sales again for 2026. As we experience rising gas prices, year-round E15 sales will provide economic relief for consumers and strengthen the ag industry. However, farmers across the country are still waiting for a permanent solution to year-round E15. Senate Ag Chair John Bozeman, speaking at an AgriPulse forum, said it may be possible to attach year-round E15 to a Senate farm bill as he pushes back on oil industry demands to exclude small refiners from any deal.
They came out not too long ago, a few months ago, and said, we're for it, but you've got to get rid of these small refineries. And I happen to have one in my state. It's the only refinery in my state that produces gasoline and jet fuel.
Bozeman said he'd be glad to include year-round E15 in a Senate farm bill if he can get a sign-off from the Energy and Public Works Committee, which has E15 jurisdiction. Given the oil industry's objections to a year-round E15 deal, that may prove to be necessary. Regardless, Bozeman said he will keep pushing for year-round E15.
We're very much in favor of getting E15 done. I'm very much in favor of the Fisher bill, that does that. But I'm not in favor of somehow the big oil refineries forcing consolidation with a smaller one, especially during this time.
Bozeman added that he remains confident the problem can be worked out, especially with the president acceding to ag lawmakers' request to endorse year-round E15. You can find this story and much more by heading on over to our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, sign up for our e-newsletter. That way you can get our 5 ag news stories conveniently delivered to you every day. For Money Matters, here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.